coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca, and this is the wake-up call from Jeff Gorrell.
You ask anyone who wants to tell you the truth, they're going to tell you it's going to die. It's a guarantee it's going to die. Mathematical certainty. It's going to die. Breeders make a mistake by retiring these horses as quickly as possible without any thought to where the customer's coming from, where the new people. You need younger people. Guys my age aren't going to live forever.
Jeff Gorrell is a leading executive in our sport. He owns Tioga Downs and Vernon Downs. He owns two breeding farms. He's been a leading voice for trying to revive our sport, to try and create a new audience, a new market. And so far, he tends to feel like a voice in the wilderness. This past week, Jeff Gorrell spoke at the International Simulcast Conference, and he has painted one of the bleakest pictures of our industry that I've heard in a long time. May not be necessarily new, but it's certainly a lot bleaker than most of us may think. Jeff's on the other end of our line. Jeff, one of the first things you talked about was that the business model has to be changed for our industry. How?
That's a good question. You know, I tried to convince the other racetrack owners that we should limit our stakes races to horses that were sired by a five-year-old stallion.
I remember we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah. What I discovered, which I was somewhat surprised, is that for the most part, the owners of the track don't care, especially if it's a casino company. I think that basically they have no interest in promoting harness racing. Why would they want to do something that might promote harness racing? I think their interests are, how do we get rid of harness racing so we don't have to, you know, lose money and we can use the land for something, you know, more productive.
It's a scary proposition, but it does exist in the industry, and you refer to some of these tracks that have incorporated racinos or casinos as welfare recipients that are happy to be so.
Well, I think that it's the horsemen that are welfare recipients. You know, it's basically predicated on the concept that how long will it take before somebody decides that harness racing shouldn't continue to be subsidized, you know, by casino revenues. I think the problem you have is that initially the casino companies and the racetrack owners and the horsemen were all on the same page. They were all aligned trying to get the government to allow them to have slots. But once you get them, then the casino company and the racetrack owner and the horsemen are no longer aligned, because it's in the casino company's interest to see harness racing disappear as quickly as possible, because it drains money from the bottom line.
I've had one racetrack executive tell me that he doesn't like harness racing because it's a money loser.
Yeah, and, everybody will tell you that.
Makes you wonder, like, you know, what am I doing working in this business? Or better yet, what are you doing working in this business?
Well, you know, I love the business. There are a lot of great people working in the business, especially the younger people. But if I were a young person today, sport has no future. I mean, it's a mathematical certainty that it will disappear, because 75% of our customers are probably over 60 or over 65.
Yeah.
And in 20 years, they're going to all be dead.
How do we change that, though, Jeff? What can we do as an industry to change that? You talked about consumer pricing, the fact that money taken from bettors is not sustainable, and that the fact that breeders tend to dominate the agenda. What are you doing, for example, at Vernon and Tioga Downs that might be used as a model for the rest
of
the industry?
Well, we use the racing to boost the VGM revenue. We promote the racing heavily because I like the racing. So, you know, I'm going to promote it just because I want to. But basically, from an economic perspective, the best 2 days of the year at Tioga are opening day, and this year closing night at Tioga was the best day for the slots that we ever had in the 4 years we've been open, because we got so many people to come to the races, and after the races were over, they go into the casino. Most casino companies don't realize that that's what'll happen.
What sort of specific promotions does Tioga Downs and Vernon Downs do to get butts in the seats? Obviously, you're taking the current business model, you're doing it in reverse, seems to be working.
What I discovered was that for the spending $10,000 on closing night, people put $500,000 into the machines. Of that $500,000, we held about $40,000, of which our share is roughly 40%. So we made $32,000 on the additional revenue that the horse players put into the machines because they came that night. And then when the racing was over, a substantial number of them went and played the slots.
So it's really just the reverse of what's been going on to date, and I can only speak from the Canadian experience. The commercials go out there on TV about enjoying the slots, and that's great, and then we here in the racing end hope that we can catch drips and drabs of those people. You're doing it in reverse.
Yeah, well, you'll never get the slots players to play the racing. They have no interest in the racing.
Mm-hmm.
But the racing customers will play the slots.
Do you think a major retraction in this industry has to take place? I mean, it looks like it's going to, whether we like it or not.
I would think, you know, again, I think the best thing that could happen to the industry were if the breeding industry continues to decline, which would make it a sport again and horses would race like they did, you know, when I became a fan. So I think it's encouraging, even if I'm a breeder. But if you're asking me, is it good for the sport that the price of yearlings is going down, I would say yes, it's good for the sport because it may get people to race as opposed to retire. I mean, how does it... Muscle Hill's a great horse. He's being retired. What, he raced this year 10 times? Breeders make a mistake by retiring these horses as quickly as possible without any thought to where the customer's coming from, where the new people... You need younger people. Guys my age aren't going to live forever. When I was young, I used to go to Yonkers in Roosevelt on Saturday night. I saw the best horses in the world race every Saturday night from May to October.
Right.
That's who I saw. I didn't see, you know, just a bunch of claimers and so-called horses. So, I mean, I think it would help if instead in Pennsylvania they take $2.5 million and give themselves bonuses if the owner of the horse is Pennsylvania and all this other stuff. Why not take that $2.5 million and use it for $1 million races for older horses?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe these older horses would race and you'd have some fans and we'd have some customers instead of just greedily saying, oh, wonderful, let's distribute $2.5 million to ourselves and put it in our pockets. Nobody wants to do anything to help the game, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a sad state of affairs. I know that
Sad state of affairs, and it is what it is. And if you ask anyone who wants to tell you the truth, they're going to tell you it's going to die. It's a guarantee it's going to die. Mathematical certainty. It's going to die.
What do you think? What can we do not to? It's the best game in the world.
I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I think maybe having a commission, you know, having a commissioner in place might help. You know, every other spectator sport has somebody running it who makes the hard decisions and says, this is what's good for the sport, instead of this is what's good for you and this is what's good for me. Is that going to happen? No. Ain't going to happen.
Jeff, I've interviewed you twice, and perhaps a small sampling, but I've never heard you this pessimistic about the future of the industry.
Well, think about it. Handle is down. Yearling prices are down. Stud fees are going down. Attendance is down. I think harness racing will always exist at Tioga and Vernon, as long as, you know, because it's going back to its roots, which is like a county fair, farm community, small town. But I don't think it's going to be a viable in big cities. You know, clearly the Meadowlands without slots, it's not going to stay open much longer. I think everybody recognizes that.
Well, it's not a pretty picture.
You tell me, what are we going to do, race the Hamiltonian in Indiana or back to DuQuoin? Is that going to appeal to people?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, let's hope something, somebody comes up with a better idea, because it's too beautiful a game to see it totally wiped out, as it were. But, you know, you bring up some very scary but very salient points, and always a pleasure having you on Trot Radio, Jeff Gorrell. Thank you for this.
Okay, no problem.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. The opinions expressed are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect those of Standardbred Canada or those of the host or his employers, Rideau Carlton Raceway. For Trot Radio, I'm Norm Borg.